The grants will come from the private Wisconsin Covenant Foundation. They'll be available to students whose families fall below a certain income threshold. For example, a family with an income of $30,000 and two dependents would automatically qualify. The foundation's Dick George says more than 5,500 students could qualify in 2011, the first year the grants are available.
One of the purposes of this early promise today is to give credibility, to give wherewithal to the fact that there will be resources available to honor the promise that we have all made to you in exchange for your promise to do the things that are in the pledge.
Students who sign the covenant before they start high school promise to keep a B average, to take classes that prepare them for college, and to stay out of trouble. In exchange, the state promises them a slot at some 2- or 4-year college in Wisconsin, either private or public. Governor Jim Doyle told an audience of high school juniors who were among the first ever class to sign the pledge that people would be paying attention to them as they move on to college.
You really are the vanguard. You're the first group that's coming through. And there are going to be a lot of people watching them. What really happens to that first group of Wisconsin Covenant scholars?
The governor told students that this private funding is only one piece of the covenant. The recently signed state budget set aside $25 million annually for Covenant scholars. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.